Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Someone else that we talked to about Afghanistan and elections is Anthony Zinni, the general's four-star general, who, among other posts, led the U.S. Central Command during the run-up to the Iraq War. He was in charge of all U.S. military operations in the Middle East. Now he has a new book called Leading the Charge, Leadership Lessons from the Battlefield to the Boardroom. And we got to talk with him. General, please put your expertise to good use for us in understanding how we got from where we are on the issue of the day, healthcare reform, with a leader that we all know, Barack Obama. Some are saying that his leadership has gone off the rails. What do you say about that?
Well, I think this issue of health care, it should have been realized that this was going to be a contentious issue and required a lot of preparation. He certainly had the power of the bully pulpit that should have been used, I think, early on. And now I think we're seeing him trying to catch up and get on the road. Much of this, in my mind, should have been done beforehand.
In your book, you list characteristics of good leadership, being curious, team building, having a global perspective. Which of these are most relevant right now for the president to be able to prevail on healthcare reform?
I think in any case, it's a clear, detailed understanding of the environment you're in. Ever since the collapse of the Soviet Union, we've had a very complex and growing more complicated world. And I think if you don't have a good day-to-day handle on what you're facing, what people are facing, what they're feeling, then I think you're not going to make the kind of decisions that are going to be effective.
So how do you rate President Obama? His approval numbers are falling. He seems, as some critics say, to not be in charge of the health care debate. How do you rate him?
Well, I think that, first of all, he has a style that I think is very appealing in this sort of set of times. He communicates well. He's highly intelligent. He has a charisma. I think he's curious, certainly. There's some decisions that were made that we could question. I certainly think he let the healthcare issue get in front of him instead of he getting in front of it, as I mentioned. I think additionally, some of the structure and organizational things he's done with the czars and the super envoys, the jury's still out, and there's some question about how that may complicate structure and who's in charge, the team of rivals. But in all fairness, it's a little early. If he starts to score some victories, I think you would see it turn around. But he's certainly done some things that are different and will be questioned if they don't succeed.
So what leadership elements do you think he needs to acquire in order to succeed?
I think, obviously he didn't come into this position with a lot of political experience. And I think in many cases, he's learning the political environment, but he's a fast learner and he's a quick study. And I think he will learn from what he's gone through here. That's part of the environment. You have to read your stakeholders. You have to read sort of the rules of the environment you're in and how the game is played.
So
So
let's talk about that political environment.
Sure.
Some observers are saying House Democrats led by Nancy Pelosi are running roughshod over Barack Obama, that he's failing in his leadership there. What do you think?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head in terms of the political environment in Congress is one element of this that's key. But even people that are very experienced and have a lot of time in politics, my observation have been that this is a very complicated system. And if you don't understand it, it's difficult to operate. You can't make any assumptions going in about this unless you understand that environment.
Thank you, General Zinni, for the leadership pointers. You were just listening to General Anthony Zinni, former CENTCOM commander. He has a new book out called Leading the Charge, Leadership Lessons from the Battlefield to the Boardroom.